Well, speaking of co-creating, I received an email this morning from the lady that just walked in the door. And it said something like, you know, speaking of perspective, of course you've all heard that you can look at the glass as half empty or half full. But did you know you could look at it as ever refillable? That's a perspective I've never heard before. So thank you, April. I woke up a couple months ago, 2 months ago, and that's when this talk started. And it was a day, not like many days anymore, but like some days. And I was depressed. I sat in my chair, and all my body wanted to do was cry. And then Spirit said, Jean, you're working on a talk. No, I was working on a workshop. And it didn't have a home, but the workshop was called The Power of Perspective. Why don't you practice on yourself? Okay, you know, Spirit speaks in those ways you don't want to hear sometimes. And I said, all right, well, what if I tried to look at this day as if depression wasn't a part of my experience? Take off the depression glasses. What would I see? Well, what I saw with the depression glasses on was 3 days ahead of me. It was a Friday morning, and I had one commitment on the calendar, and that was Sunday morning church. And I was scared out of my mind to have 3 days of free time. So I took the depression glasses off just momentarily, and I said, well, if I wasn't depressed today, I'd be excited to go to yoga. 9 o'clock this morning, yes! And then I had this whole free day. Oh, I get to play volleyball at noon. That'd be pretty awesome. I could do anything I wanted. I could write a song. I could work on my workshop. I could go for a walk in the woods. Within minutes, taking the depression glasses off and taking on the idea that there's another perspective, I was empowered. I was free. I was excited to be alive. And I knew that the weekend would come to a close. My husband would come home on Sunday evening, and I'd go, shoot, go away. I'm not ready for you. So, one shift, and life opened up. Maybe the workshop works. But I have to share and put a pause here that I do know clinical depression. I do know what it's like to be really in the pits. And I do know that a simple shift in perspective might not exactly bring me out. In fact, the first shift in perspective I needed took me 5 years, and it was the willingness to even seek help. So while I'm talking about perspective this morning and how wonderfully powerful it can be, if you find yourself in that other place where maybe it's pretty goddarn dark, be gentle. Be ever so gentle. And listen only for whatever in you or in Nicholas or Track speaks to you. Okay? It might be a very, very small shift, which is a very, very huge shift. Okay? But just know that there are places where more than a shift in perspective might be needed. However, I gotta say that willingness to look in other directions, to shift perspective a little bit, it can work. It can do some pretty awesome things. So I got to that 9 o'clock yoga practice that morning, and I decided to take this with me. This beautiful little hard stone was a gift. And I took it with me because I had been really, really struggling for about a year with an injury that I had not let heal. So I said, all right, I'm going to go to yoga this morning. And I'm going to give myself a heart-led yoga experience. I'm going to try a different perspective with my yoga this morning. And I brought it, and I set it down on my mat. And I didn't take my guitar, but that's okay. And the yoga practice started. And somewhere in the middle, I caught sight of that rock at the foot of my mat. And I recalled the words that my life coach had given me. She said, Jean, maybe yoga's not for you. I mean, you know, you've injured yourself a few times. Maybe you should give it up. I don't think so. There is only one perspective to look at, and that is, it is not an option. It has done such wonders for me, I can't give it up. But in that moment, that little rock said, okay, Jean, what's the heart perspective here? And I heard, release yoga. Let it go for a while. Stay away from the studio. I heard, Jean, you know how to make a video. You know how to lead a yoga practice. Create yourself a video of you doing yoga, but only those things that feel good. That are gentle on the parts of your body that need to rest. I heard, talk to the teacher. You know, she might have some ideas for you. And I did. I talked to the teacher. She had some ideas for me. She invited me to stay away, but please, stay in touch. You know, let me know how it's going for you. I'm distracted because I lost my phone. So that's what I did. I walked out that door with my heart rocked. And I knew that I wasn't going to go back until my body was healed. And I got to my scooter. This was August, and the weather was beautiful, and I was riding free, right? Whoa. And darn it if these lyrics didn't come back to me. It's really a problem when you're a writer and your own wisdom. Well, anyway. What's possible on the other side of change? What's possible when my world is rearranged? What's possible when I've risked letting go? What's possible? It scares me. I don't know. What's probable if I dare to face the light? What's probable if I let go of this fight? What's probable when a new way is revealed? What's probable? Just maybe I am healed. What's probable if I let go of the fight? If I open to a different perspective? In my case, it's a little over 2 months, and I am healing, and I have not gone back, and it works. I'm grateful for a different perspective. Question for you. How many of you here have come to Unity from a different religious, spiritual perspective. Anybody? Most everybody has shifted your perspective. Especially for those of you who keep coming back. There was another way. In my case, it was a shift from, Lord, I am not worthy, to, and greater works than these shall you do. Be me, be God expressing on this planet. So I stuck around. But we all know that a shift in perspective, an opening to something different, might be pretty darn powerful. So the questions that I'd like to have you help me with this morning are, why? Why does a change in perspective work? What prevents us, human beings, from receiving that change in perspective? The power of perspective. And what does it take? What does it really take to engage this power in our lives? Okay? So those three questions. Why does a change in perspective work? Okay. In my own experience, and I think in human experience, we start out like these little ones, and everything's possible, right? And then we get some help. We get help figuring out how you behave, what's right, what's not right. We hear lots of ideas from society, from our parents, from teachers, from our friends. And our world of possibility goes like this, and like this, and like this. And you know, it helps to a point, right? Because we're trying to make sense of a whole lot of conflicting ideas, and if we limit it a little bit, we can figure out how to miss the rock when you're walking. And we get tunnel vision. And all the while that we're doing this, and especially in our lifetimes, all the while, the world is out here changing. Things that were impossible and unheard of when I was a child are now, well, yesterday's news. So it's 1986. And I'm a computer programmer at Lawrence University. I'm happy as a clam, and my boss says, gee, there's this great new thing, it's called BitNet. It's this net, no such thing as an internet, mind you, it's this network between educational institutions, and it's going to allow us to send emails back and forth. You know, we can talk to Colorado in the blink of a bit. Why would I ever want email? That makes, I can pick up the phone. Why do I need that? I kid you not, I really said the equivalent of those words. He didn't listen to me. Before that, it was 1982, and I've got an infant at home, and I'm going to work, and Jamie's left at home with the child. Frozen milk. And he says, Jean, can we please buy a microwave? I said, Jamie, why do we need a microwave? I mean, truly, we've got a stove. We just got married a year ago, brand new pots and pans and kettles and an oven. We don't need a microwave. I lost. You who know me know I do not cook. We thank you, God, for microwaves. So I ask you, bring to mind one area in your life where you know what's right. There are no other perspectives worth looking at. This is how it works. Why would I want any other way? Okay? Think about it. Something where you just really know you've got it. add something? So, what's your help? One of mine is text messaging. There is no use for text messaging. Kids can't spell anymore. They can't concentrate. They can't write full sentences. All they do is twiddle their phones. Now, here's the thing. That's one perspective on text messaging. For every one perspective, I gotta believe, if we were thinking about a circle, you know, and 360 degrees in a circle, there's about 359 more. So help me out. Give me another perspective on text messaging.
It's convenient.
It's convenient.
There's communication.
There is communication going on, even though it's crappy communication.
It's less intrusive.
It's less.
A telephone call.
Okay, it's less intrusive. It doesn't ring in the middle of a meeting or other things. Man.
It's fun.
It's fun.
Holy crap, it's fun!
You can ignore them.
Whoa! So, just like that, we had about six other perspectives, right?
Yeah, yeah.
How many of you were on my page with text messaging when we started?
Oh, yeah.
Anybody shift a little bit? Yeah. I've shifted a little bit, too. And in fact, some of your reasons were good reasons to shift. So why does opening to a new perspective work? First off, if we bother, if we're willing to go beyond that one little slice of the pie and at least listen to a few other ideas, it's possible one of them might be pretty darn good. And we might do an about face and be on a new perspective. It's also possible that several of the other ideas were really good. I might take them all on, or I might say, wow, with mine and that one and that one and that one, if I mix them all up, I'm going to come up with number 361, and that's my new perspective. How many of you heard these good reasons, did not change your perspective on text messaging? Nobody. One. Thank you. I needed just somebody. It's possible. If we're willing to open up to other perspectives, that what we hear is more confirmation for where we're at. It's possible that by entertaining 100 other ideas, that we simply feel more grounded in where we were to begin with. And text messaging is just not right for me, and that's okay. All right, I text. Not much, but I do. So what prevents us from receiving the gift? Because there is a gift in looking at other perspectives.
Ego.
Our ego.
Fear.
Fear of?
Something different.
Ooh, I might have to look at something different. I might have to change. Thank you.
Habit.
Yeah, because I'm just busy doing my thing. I mean, I don't even consider the fact that there might be another way to do it. Thank you. What else prevents us?
We just want simplicity.
Yeah, remember this? I'm going to take in all of the external noise and go, this is right. I know how to do this. It's simple. It's easy.
Take me back to the 50s.
Oh. Ooh, and dancing.
Okay. Yeah.
We may be scared that it will enlarge our comfort zone.
Isn't that an interesting phrase? We might be scared that it will enlarge our comfort zone. And what does that do?
It allows us to think more widely on open subjects.
Think more widely, open subjects. What happened to simple? We lost it over here. Yeah, it might broaden our world.
Yes.
The world we live in, the world we perceive.
Yeah.
can be wonderful and it can be pretty scary.
We don't have to agree with everything we hear or see, but the more we know about what we hear or see, the larger our comfort zone is, so the better we can think about things.
Wow, you're pointing at the value. By opening perspective, I'm opening my world, I'm opening my thought patterns, I'm opening to what I can receive and who I can communicate with, and
that leads you to two things.
Okay.
We can believe that all things are possible, which is the greatest. I believe we're on earth for two reasons: to experience love and happiness. And this can enlarge that so that we can think more happy thoughts, we can love our fellow man more.
Yeah. You know, there is truth to that. Opening up, and thank you so much for sharing. I do believe we're here to be happy. And sometimes it's really hard to be happy when I'm stuck in my ways, right? Because there is so much of the world that makes me cringe and that I don't want to be with. And so by opening up, I open up to happiness, I open up to ease.
Less
it's actually
wars.
Simpler.
Less wars.
No?
Less crime.
Weekend vision. So, we go to question number three. And what would it take to engage this power in our lives? And to engage the power of perspective when we know we're right. I'm just going to offer three of Unity's powers. Now, if you're new to Unity, there are 12 powers. And I won't begin to try to recite them all, because I don't know them. However, the three that seem to fit in this case include: will, described as the ability to choose, decide, command, lead, determine. Will. Elimination, the ability to release, remove, denounce, deny, let go. And imagination, the ability to image, picture, conceptualize, envision, dream. Now, in my own experience, the first time I walked into Unity, the message I walked away with was that I get to choose. That I get to take what I like and leave the rest and make decisions for myself about my spirituality. The power to choose is huge and necessary. And I didn't have it up until then. But I also need to spend a lot of time, have spent, and it's an ongoing, with elimination, with releasing what either simply doesn't work, but doesn't work anymore. You know, releasing my opinion on text messaging and, you know, realizing it's a way of communicating or something like that. Sometimes it's releasing the good to make room for ever more good. Okay? So I need to release before I have any emotional and brain space to actually vision something else. So, taking a look at what doesn't work anymore, becoming willing to let it go, and opening to the amazing possibility, other perspectives. Because there's always a whole lot more. So with that, this afternoon, if you're coming back for the workshop, we're going to just play with perspectives, let you experience different energetic perspectives, really different, wildly different perspectives on something you bring. So come with that area of your life where you know you got it all right, or you feel royally stuck. There is something you want more of, and it's not happening. And we'll have a chance to play. So definitely bring your playful spirit. Bring a friend. Bring a friend. This afternoon, in addition to us playing together, is a fundraiser for the Home of Our Own and Seeing Unity moving into a freestanding space. We are visioning now, and we are open to all sorts of perspectives, but everything from this afternoon is raising funds toward that vision that Unity holds. So that's it. I hope you'll be back this afternoon, and let's prepare for meditation. Yes, get comfortable. Begin to become aware of your breath. As it comes in through your nose and travels through your entire body. And then let it go. Be comfortable in your chair. And just release. Relax. As you take in your next breath, know that this is God, the energy of spirit, infilling your being and giving you life. How do you vision God? What perspective you use to embrace spirit, the God of your belief? He's God above, watching down, watching your every sacred move. Is your God in nature? Beautiful colors of fall, the rain, and the wind. Is God in your supervisor at work? Does God show up as your supervisor, moving in and through your workplace? How about in your neighbor? Neighbor at your side here, the neighbor next to you at home. Does your God show up as your neighbor? Is your God in you? Showing up as your intuition, magical thoughts, surprise and new awarenesses. Does your God show up as you in every moment, through every word, thought, action? As you take in the many perspectives for God, allow them to be with you, here and now, in the silence. Sweet Spirit, we thank you for your ever presence, for all the perspectives, for your will, and for my ability to choose, release, and use my imagination to further your work in our world.